From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Amtrak is making its case to federal regulators about the need for a twice-daily passenger line connecting New Orleans to Mobile, with four stops along the Mississippi coast. But it's getting pushback from freight operators who worry it will cause delays. Patrick Madden of WWNO in New Orleans talks with the Gulf States Newsroom's Stephen Basaha about why it's taken more than a decade for Amtrak to return to the Gulf Coast.
It comes down to the fact that these railroads are not owned by Amtrak. They're not owned by the government. They're owned by private companies. In this case, it's CSX and Norfolk Southern. They would rather it mostly be used for freight trains. That's where the real money is versus passenger train service. And so they've been in negotiations with Amtrak for this for many, many years. Well, according to the railroads, they were about to complete this long study. It was a few months away from actually determining how much these Amtrak trains would get in the way of their freight service. Amtrak pulled out and said this is just continuing to stall this whole process. CSX is not giving us the information we need to actually figure out how this line would run properly. So they decided to use this law that hasn't really been used before that would allow Amtrak to force itself onto the tracks, to force the railroad to cooperate. And that's what they're fighting over right now.
Stephen, obviously this is a big story here in the Gulf South, but are there national implications about what happens here?
Yeah, because this law that was created to allow Amtrak to put itself onto these railroads, it's important to know that 1970, at that time, the railroads were required by law to offer passenger rail services, private railroads, and they were losing all this money on it. So Congress stepped in and said, okay, we will take that obligation away from you, but in return, we are going to make Amtrak, and Amtrak is going to be allowed to use your railroads. And it essentially said, if you're not going to cooperate with Amtrak, Amtrak was allowed to just kind of force the issue. This has not really been tested yet, and it's being tested for the first time now. So with this, this is going before federal regulators at the moment. They're hearing both sides argue over it. And what gets decided here with this law is going to determine Amtrak's ambitions to expand elsewhere across the country, whether it's easy for them to force themselves on the roads or they have to do all this more research and homework to make the railroads happy. It's going to determine just how the rest of these proceedings go for these like 30-something routes Amtrak plans for the future.
And obviously, Stephen, for people who are really hoping to have access to this passenger train line, I mean, do we know when we will hear a final go or no-go decision?
Oh, it is tough to predict with this line when it's going to actually happen. You got to remember, there was passenger rail service between these cities back before Katrina. The damage from Katrina put a stop to that service, and there's been talks pretty much ever since then about trying to restore it. So this has been a long time coming. Right now, we finally have this hearing going on. It was supposed to take 2 days. That's what they scheduled for it. Instead, it's stretched over 3 weeks, 8 days of hearings, and now there's kind of a bit of a hiatus before they resume these hearings on May 9th. And then after that, even if the board decides for or against Amtrak, it's possible this goes to the courts, it gets appealed. So this will be a huge decision when it comes down from these federal regulators, ideally probably in like a few weeks or a few months from now, but it might get dragged on much, much longer than that.
And Stephen, last question, more of a big picture question, but you know, when you look across the South, there isn't as developed rail networks as perhaps the Northeast or other parts of the country. I mean, if these lines get connected and we see more usage of rail, especially passenger rail, what can that do for the region and its economy?
There might be some commuting on the line, but more likely it is what makes these towns excited, particularly in Mississippi, is the sense of the tourism that it's going to bring. But at the same time, what the railroads are worried about is it disrupting an even more financially impactful industry, and that's the freight industry. If you have more Amtrak trains, the question really before the federal regulators right now is, will this just really hurt that industry and end up costing our region even more money at the end of the day?
That was the Gulf States Newsroom's Stephen Basaha speaking with Patrick Madden of WWNO in New Orleans.